This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. You see ads all over the internet.
Writing jobs from home. Discover how you can make good money being a freelance writer. Are you up for making some extra money or maybe even earning a full-time income writing online? The great news is that now you can make some serious money doing writing jobs from home.
For professionals, how much money is a big deal these days? For those of us more and more engaged reading material on the internet, is more writers a good thing? For answers to that, we go to Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig. How's it going?
Getting paid for writing on the internet, a big deal for professional writers, a lot of whom are finding their traditional journalism jobs, they're not there anymore, and they're looking toward the internet for salvation, is it?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, this week, a writer named Nathan Thayer posted an exchange that he had with The Atlantic magazine over whether they would pay him for something that he had already written that they wanted him to rewrite, and then they were going to repost it. And they wanted to do it for free. And he posted this exchange as an insult, and the internet blew up. Writers, journalists from all over the country started talking about this, and there must be 150, 200 articles now on this issue of how dramatically the internet has changed the economy of journalism. Nowadays, writers are trying to figure out how much writing they give away for free, how much writing they do at a really low pay scale that, if you figured it out on an hourly rate, would be absolutely abysmal, and how much writing they should do at a living wage. And it turns out that it's really complicated.
Can people make it on the internet then?
Yes, lots and lots of freelancers are making it. And I talked to several of my colleagues who are professional freelancers, and many of them give stuff away for free, and they still get paid a decent wage for a lot of the work that they do.
What about the news consumer, Kelly? What does this flood of new sources on the internet mean to consumers?
You know, in general, I think it's a great thing for news consumers because we can find information and voices and stories that would have never been available to us in the old media environment when we just had print and broadcast.
But can we trust them?
Well, sure, you can trust some of them, and you have to use your own judgment to figure out what you can trust. But I would encourage everybody to, if you're not already, going to a handful of new sites that don't necessarily come from a legacy brand, you should be doing that because you can find new voices that tomorrow are going to be the prominent magazine writers. But today, they might be writing for pennies at places like The Owl or Longreads or Gizmodo or Hipster Runoff.
Kelly, can I become rich and famous starting my own blog?
You know, I think that's possible. I think if you are smart and you work really hard, now you're not going to be rich and famous staying on your own blog, because unless you can somehow get millions of hits and convert that to advertising dollars, you're probably going to be discovered on your blog and then go write for a magazine somewhere.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense-Making Project, where can we read your writing on the internet?
Well, you can always find me at poynter.org.